Willkommen zurück auf der
Welcome back on the stage of Digital Courage. Now the next talk is about to start. Please find your place quickly. This talk is in German and it will be simultaneously translated in English. You can hear that in the stream, or if you're in the room, you can get an ER device to listen to it. So with that, we welcome Paralun to the stage and Lena for the musical support. And now, have fun with the awesome small firms in the Fediverse. The speaker. Ah, it's cold in those tents. Aren't you guys cold all day too? Yeah. It's a strange title. This talk, I hope, well, as I see from the chairs, it didn't scare away too many people. Maybe we should explain once this title. This title comes from a song by Fanny van Dannen, and this microphone is sometimes not on, but well, then it doesn't work. It doesn't matter. Fanny van Dannen song. Yeah, yeah, dum di dum, dum 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 dum. Ah, thanks a lot. And in this talk, just to make clear, it's slightly provocative in the naming. We're all nice people and none of us need money to live. And actually, we want to bring people happiness. And I tried that with bringing people happiness and bliss. And I've got some really astounding results with that. And thankfully, I got musical support by Lena Simon. Thanks a lot. She says she didn't do anything. And for the people in this room who finally want to know how that title comes about from the Fanny van Dannen song, it starts with she's repeating the title. Okay, I promise to not sing along again. So, I'm gonna start then in the war. The war was the time when we realized that with computers you can't just do illegal copying, but you can put a data toilet to the phone line, which was very, very forbidden then. The older people are nodding and they remember it was illegal. You could have been killed if you were caught doing that. And that's why all people have strange nicknames these days, because you didn't enter yourself into the system with your real name. You could have become criminalized. You were criminalized and you didn't want to be punished legally. And that's why everyone has strange nicknames. I find it's terrible, because then you never know who is who. And that somebody called Paralun says that is funny, but I don't have a nickname coming from the mailbox time. I actually have an artist's name. I'm sorry, it's my real name now. And then, in the end of the 70s, we built mailbox systems. So communication, today, internet, you all know that. You click an account in the internet. It wasn't that easy in the old days. We built mailbox systems, and we wanted to have communication systems in the hands of the people who use them. We wanted to participate and create. I myself then founded a club, which has now become Digital Courage. We built a mailbox systems, and we weren't like nerds and great technology and stuff, but we thought, what can we communicate politically and do real things and not just like amateur Funke, I'm sorry, don't know the word. And we experimented with that a lot and experimented, how do we have to build this? We had distributed systems, and I know, I mean, the older people will remember, then we had something like a telephone unit. It's a word nowadays, it sounds great, telephone unit. But a unit, a telephone unit, had nothing to do with beautiful things, but it was 23 pence in a time unit that you needed to pay, and the further you called, the quicker the time counter would run. And I know people whose whole wealth was then at the telecommunications company because they did so much. You could, in the end, call at a cheaper rate, and then in the system you had your mail and you had did your news, and then when you hung up the phone 4, 5, or 8 times or once a day, then with different systems those messages were exchanged. So you were all here because you already heard something of the Fediverse and you think, what is he talking about? It's easy, it's federal. But then it wasn't the Fediverse, it were mailbox networks, different protocols. FIDO is one of the more known ones, a system that we didn't take then because there was no differentiation between private messages and public messages. We worked in the several systems and developed protocols, Z-Connect protocol. And when it really started with the internet, and people didn't like those text-based mailboxes and didn't think they were cool anymore, then it was like that. So everything I'm talking about historically, that's my view. It doesn't necessarily have to be true what I'm talking about with the histories, but it's my view that adds something to other views. But from my point of view, Mr. Moon, the boss of Bertelsmann, who owned everything, gave one of his sons a few billions and said, do that network, it seems to be cool. He bought AOL, and then they sent a disk, a CD into every mailbox, and then they did internet, and then they smashed everything else. All the networks, the political networking that ran over those was dead. The internet killed communication. The internet made changed a communication society to an information society. We were at a station, one is the sender and all the others are reading. It's a bit more distributed because everybody could become a sender, but the principle, a flow of news, you have to be on it, you have to swim on those information, look for stuff that's interesting. Real communication was not possible with the internet. So, in that time, we built mailboxes, and I realized then, for something like that to work, I'm not that good in English. That's why I need translators that translate into English, because I'm bad at that. I prefer to talk in German. That's why I concentrated on Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, specifically Germany, and I thought about, what does one have to do to build stable networks then with mailbox networks? And in our club, we did one thing differently than everybody else, because mailboxes were by people who were technically interested, built by those people who had fun doing it and loved reading the private messages of their users, because, I'm sorry, that's a little diss at this point. But we said, no, we're doing this as a service. And the system is supposed to belong to everybody. And since we were not anarchically inspired, we found a company. Actually, well, he's playing with the name. I liked the idea that many people pull together their money to build the system, and the people who then maintain it are the system janitors. We like the word system janitors. And we built something into the software, which was a governance module. We did it together with the programmers. They liked it. We founded a company, and then we wrote the manual for the new version. And whenever we wanted features that the programmers didn't want, for instance, modules with which you could make money, I said, well, you have to write it. It's in the manual. And, well, that's how you hack programmers. And then we already had the idea, a system, if you do that, it's a lot of work, it's a lot of maintenance. You need to understand the questions, who is financing the content? How do you do it to pay moderators who sit there for hours and try to maintain flows of communication? And even then, I thought, you needed to do something. She's singing again the song. Build small, awesome firms. Build small, awesome firms. Thank you very much, Lena Simon. In fact, with the Bionic mailbox in Bielefeld, in 1 month, we earned 4,000 mark. So 4,000 mark was like 2,000 euro. We took 5 euros a month. We charged 5 euro, and the people loved it. They loved to pay it. It was great to have the support. We had people who were on the phones. We helped them to install things, and nobody had to be nice to us. They just paid 5 mark. Did I say euro? 5 mark. And everything was included. You didn't have to beg for higher priority or anything. They could yell at us, but they were just customers, and we did not look into their private messages, because even then we told the other network administrators, you're not allowed to do that. That's not okay. And we started PGP because we wanted end-to-end encryption. And yeah, but that was with the internet suddenly all destroyed. Because also, and I have to yell at you a bit. With the Cerberus software, we gave people the opportunity to do something that's a service, to also financially make it happen. And they were afraid to make money because they thought if we charge money, the people will go away and then I can't do things anymore. And that's crazy. That's not true. The best proof is our software. We had the people, we had the money, and we had the time to do all the maintenance. So that fear to charge money or the danger to not recognize your own value when you do something like that, that's dangerous because that leads to the systems being unstable, that they could be destroyed by just a few billions. And now we're at the Fediverse. Ah, I make an in-between. When was that? With Social? 2011. 2011, we founded Social Swap as an idea because at many places there were programmers who did something with communication, chat, and better and prettier and other protocols and stuff. And it is like that we failed pretty much with that because it didn't really work. And the word, I think, is still at our homepage, at the web server, but we just said, okay, we can't do anything about that. Sometimes you have to be able to lose wars. And suddenly we realize there is ActivityPub, a protocol. One of our volunteers said, aren't you crazy? Why don't you have a server? And like I said, just do that. Christian, I don't know what I would be without this guy, probably not on this stage. And I said, yeah, I like it. It's cool. Explain it to me. I looked at it a bit, and I was at the Chaos Social, thanks to them. It was a great great education. And then we did our own server, digitalcourage.social, and I said, Christian, great, but now we're charging money. And he's like, oh! And I said, yes, we do it. We do it like we did. we make sure the server runs well. You pay 1 euro a month. I just said a number. And in the future, we're not going to charge monthly, but yearly. And we're changing that right now. It was too courageous. We did it like that. And quickly, we had 1,000 people. And Christian has a mini job now. It's 1,000 euros a month. He also has a real job, but he worked that much. I said, there needs to be money there. He still is the person that knows everything and works on it. And then I worked more with that protocol. I put it through DeepL to be able to read it better in German. It's great that this works. And then I thought about, there were ideas like how many people are allowed to be on such a server. And today somebody said, maximum 100 people, so you can still handle it. But seriously, if I am a participant on such a server, do I really want that my host knows all the people that well? I thought on, how does that work? Even if it costs 1 euro, I want that families can sustain themselves by doing that. And my sum was 15,000 participants, just like that. I know from my experience, I did a lot of demonstrations with 15,000 people. You can still kind of deal, just a size from my life experience. And with 50,000 euro a month, you can finance a few people. Less than you think, because there's more costs and the taxes are also done. But I just put that sum out there, and I thought, before you start again with those technical nerds and those really nice people, and they build networks that are built on, we all love each other, and then from the next Mr. Moon or Facebook, or I can't use the word Meta for this company. It's so terrible that Facebook tries to take over all that. That needs to be avoided. And we don't avoid that through a revolution or some anarchic system where all Germans bravely participate. But this, since we're still living in a world in which we have money and certain necessities, it needs to be done as a business. As a business means, it doesn't mean that money has to flow. In the moment where you get love for offering something and doing something, that's also a business. The word commercial is not legally existent in German. I need to point that out. But actually, it's great. I have a server. I can pay for it. I look for a cool Ubersoft or something. I pick one, and I can pay people who do something. I can have something programmed without having to beg for it. I do beg sometimes, but I can say, hey, I value your work that much, I pay you for it. And suddenly, I'm in the situation, I don't need to pay only my enemies, which we all need to do, but also my friends, who I normally am not able to pay, because we had this idea from the 60s that we can build a world differently. That was true then, it was great. And it brought us a lot of new thoughts and new approaches to life until now that we can do camps like this. Imagine, if we had done this 50 years ago, they would have just broken it down with tanks. But hey, when I was a punk in the 80s, I did not need money, none. I lived here and there. Somebody gave me food every now and then, and somehow I always had cigarettes. I'm not smoking anymore, and that's not possible anymore today because I have a cell phone. I have to have one. Without smartphone, you can't live. Not really. It's possible, but that's a different model of life. I was a musician and a filmmaker. If I would have bought an iPhone then, but the running costs, I would be world famous. Now I'm just on this stage, and that's really great. Those are great opportunities we need today, and we have to work differently with money. And so I think the time is ripe. This idea that everything has to be free to cool people, it needs to work differently. We need to finance cool people. Every free software house, every free software project has to have enough people who maintain it, who do this, and that's why.
Baut kleine geile Firmen auf, baut kleine geile Firmen auf, baut kleine geile Firmen auf. Oh.
All right, promise I won't sing again, but I broke it. All right. So that means I'm sitting here to say, think about financing this. Let Musk and Zuckerman, or however he's called, not break even this. Because this type of communication, this form of communication, of an instance who is that is somewhere and everyone is going there to a centralistic system. As an admin, a dream, I can control everything, or at least it seems that way. But it's wrong. With that, we completely destroy societies. Just simply to having one central system that everyone goes to. I don't even need algorithms. I don't even need to highly rank nuts, national socialists or something. It is fascism. That is how technology goes into society. If we create companies, if we take responsibility as technologists, as company owners, if we're too stupid to run a business, everyone. If we fail to make a business, 12 years ago, I looked for an owner, I looked for someone to run the company, and he did a great job. He was very passionate. Also, he made his own company running on the free software foundation that everyone can work with. I believe that we can really, we have to learn what we as nerds, as technologists, as technicians, how many people are studying social sciences? They all think they're useless. But no, they need it. We have to use them. We can give them jobs. We can finance this. We can tax. We can pay tax. We can enter this with confidence. And it is so important to me to get this into the heads of people. Build small, awesome companies, but of a type that is commonly owned by the employees. Build small, awesome co-ops. That's how it is if you put intelligent people on instruments. They'll change contents. Thank you, Lena. How long do I know you? Anyway. Exactly. It doesn't always have to be a company. The form that we choose doesn't matter. Maybe for a certain type of or group, something is good. A co-op is good. So it's different from an association, a club. There's another instance of control above it. Digital Courage is an association, but you could also run it as a company. And you would have more hierarchical structures or flat. There's many books about this, how to run a company, how to build a company. But what's important too is to recognize that's something that I saw when I look at the free software movement. Many who don't even know how to build a company, they just want to program, but now they're in the business of running a company. And they ask 20 people to submit their hours. Someone else can do this. You can hire someone to do this. You can pay your tax attorney, etc. And that's why it's important to me on this wonderful Chaos Communication Camp, where over so many years that it has come together, and we've come together, and we've always tried to put money as a necessary evil and aside, sort of difficult with an entry fee of 380 euros. But again and again, the fear of dealing with many, the fear of saying the word power, if you don't face these responsibilities, and you just simply say, I'm just programming, I'm just a nerd, I just want to play, I just want to have fun with this thing, that's all great. And it brings you forward, but getting you forward means moving forward. And I think you have to go into the direction which is build small, awesome companies. Now everyone. So in principle, this talk was supposed to go longer, but I already I said everything. I washed your brains, carry it out. I think, because what else am I supposed to say? The most important thing for me was getting this message out. And we thought about this a lot. We were just at the FETI camp. That was 3 weeks ago, I believe, and somewhere even worse, somewhere out in the boons. Somewhere near Gorleben, and we were there for a week in the void with 50 people. It was great. I thought a lot about everything. By the way, with people who think about this completely differently, have a very different opinion. We're supposed to say, they say we're supposed to stay small. This can't be the only opinion. My opinion can't be the only one. It's important to investigate, deal with everyone or other people having different opinions. It's important to say, there's a group, we do it this way, and that's also okay. And the best thing is, or a beautiful thing is, within the Fediverse, that can also work at the same time. Different concepts, one person does it this way, one person does it the other way. So, mastodon.social is too big. What can we do? Thanks. That's a good team, this. You doing something this evening? Oh, we're married, by the way. Just want to make that public. So I would say we should enter a Q&A session, because it's not about me saying where it goes. It's something that all of us, each of us, has to decide for themselves. I'm not even sure that the number 50,000 that I just put out there is sensible. I can't say that. It's my feeling, according to my experience, yes. But I don't claim to know everyone and the whole community. People who talk to me, they know that. I first ask them, who are you? And 2, 4, 16, 18 years ago, I had met them. Or the worst thing, demonstration in Berlin, someone tells me, hey, Paderlund, me, I am confused, I'm in the rough, who are you, help me? And he tells me, your intern. But anyway, nonetheless, organizing communities, it's thank you for the laugh. It is something that you need to learn, and there are people who study this kind of thing, and you can use them as well. But once again, I would like to have some participation from the audience. What I'm saying is not that important. There is a microphone. My question is, if you take money, then you enter competition with the commercial participants. which means you are in competition, you need to offer more. But it could be that there's idealists who say, yeah, we still want to offer that, but the climate is rough, it becomes more difficult. And concretely, Mastodon, someone has said, with Twitter, I don't need to pay anything, but with, well, most people don't notice that they're paying. But if I open an account with Mastodon and I have to pay something regularly, why? So it is an obstacle. If we have users that we want to get away from big platforms to raise the value of our platform network, it's thin ice. Oh, I don't think it's that thin. I don't want people to stay as stupid as they are. Obviously, no one is stupid, but speaking superficially, if whoever is left at Twitter is a national socialist, a Nazi, I can't see it any different way. Some of my best friends are there, but they're Nazis because they're still on Twitter. These systems, they destroy society and they bring about the fascism. In studies, you see, you cannot build the systems this way. That's what's so evil about Facebook, in my opinion. At that time, we already knew you can't do it this way. It is against society to make money. And whoever says, I stay with Twitter because it's free, I'm going to say something different. Not stupid, they're an idiot. I'm going to tell you why I'm using the word idiot. It's a very beautiful word. You might be able to explain this better. I know this from you, and you studied this. May I? Or am I doing this wrong? She already has a mic. It comes from the Greeks. Idiotas, old Greek, is a person who could go to vote. But remember, in old Greece, not everyone was able to vote. Slaves, women, children, etc. But those who were able to vote, the proper men with the right heritage, of those who did not use their democratic right to participate in politics and democracy, that was the idiot. An unpolitical person. So please cut stupid, they are idiots. In the Greek sense of the word, a great form of insult. I like it. You have the choice for €1 per month. Even homeless people have that. When I was still begging on the street, I had €1 in less than 8 minutes, with saxophone even faster. I wasn't able to play the saxophone, but it's a different story. So that is possible. For €1, I can do something right, proper, correct. Or for €0, offer all of my data, run society against the wall, stay with Twitter. For me, the choice is clear. Whoever does it differently is an idiot. Exceptions prove the rule. So sorry, I'm still at Twitter. I didn't close my account. But I don't go through the timeline anymore. I can still reach idiots, though. For example, the ones who are in German parliament and journalists. That's how what I use Twitter for, because they haven't come over yet. Because I can still reach them there. Saskia Esken, for example. She is in the Fediverse. I can reach her. She is not an idiot. A comment about grammar. One more. It's not about the €1, but the difficulty of making the payment. It's a big obstacle to put in your credit card data, etc., etc. So my IBAN is the number. I can type it in once, and then I have my account. What's so difficult about that? I mean, I can remember that. Other people might not. But it's on my EC card. So you can pay, you can put that in. PayPal isn't easier, but shockingly, a lot of people use it. The number of people ordering things from our shop with PayPal is shocking. I also think those people are idiots, but still we do it. We are not consequent in there. It's an excuse. So sure, clicking free of charge is easy, but to communicate, you have to commit. And to set up your account for the payment, that is part of this commitment. And it leads to people communicating more clearly. So, on our systems, you don't have hate posting, no shit, no trolling, and without having to moderate it. So, it helps your own psyche, your soul, to take itself seriously and communicate properly. And in terms of framing, it's very important and helpful to take money.
The song again. Wonderful. So, just don't feel like I'm shutting you down. I'm saying it like that because for 40 years, it's a conviction that I accumulated over this time. That's how long I'm working at the Fediverse without knowing that it was the Fediverse, and also Digital Courage. We now have a sum of money every year. This is a huge number of donations, and it was very difficult to build that. I'm not saying it's easy, but a server of the Fediverse in Oldenburg through fire alarm or in a print shop, print a few flyers and just put them in all the physical mailboxes and start. You can just do that and try it out and not just say, difficult. I really want to tell, just do it. What's supposed to go wrong? At least you're busy and you don't look, you don't watch stupid television on ProSieben. The Signal Angel, maybe there are more questions from the web and you are deciding who gets the microphone. Ah, great news. At the conference, to say on the conference, you say you need to make money and nobody's throwing stones from the audience. I like it, but now we're talking about, for one service, built a lot of small companies. What I know from Germany is the world of the communal servers. If many small ones build the same service and it still turns out to be awesome, how does that work? I don't see the problem. The communal server farms, I have not much to do with them. Sometimes I know people who hack them, and I know people who tell me, look, don't look there as someone who gives the Big Brother award. You're going to be surprised in a bad way and scared. And build small, awesome companies. It's simple. You have a small server somewhere. You have software that's somewhere in Gibt. We still need to think about how to finance the development, because the small companies, you need to give them money by force, because they want to work for free until they found a girlfriend, and then the project is... I'm sorry, I'm sometimes really, really bad, but I love to talk provocatively. Oh, sorry. But thanks. I don't want to see this problem, because I want... Damn it. I'm in one of the greatest camps in the world. There are only great people here. You're doing it right. You're not doing stupid things, but it's still going to be like that, that suddenly you have a company where there's mobbing, where you need to deal with taxes, where suddenly you get a coach to talk to each other again. Even the Fediverse is not going to stay the small net for everyone. The same thing is going to happen like with all the other networks, but we can deal with it better. We can create and we can change the programming. Lena just gave a talk about who would a council style of democracy be, and an option. We don't want to colonialize things. If you agree how something is supposed to work, and how do we get the participants, at least those that want to participate and participate in decisions, how do you build it? How do you give people the power over this topic? How does one do this? Council democracy would be one opportunity. Democracy in general is an opportunity. At the moment, even at Digital Courage, it's there are people who think I'm autocratic. Yeah, it's autocracy. And we sometimes have to sit down and think about the ground rules and think about what we're doing. And also legally, you have to think. You need to look at the law for platforms and think about what does that mean for one. Because now that laws have been done who cut down the bigger conglomerates, do we still fit in as small companies? I didn't follow everything. I met a politician with her daughter who said, please don't go into politics. And I said, please do it, because we need young, intelligent people who learn through their parents how bad it is to be in politics and who want to change all the stupid laws that their parents made. And that can be fun. It's annoying. It is very dirty in politics. But if you bring together all the interests, even if they're shitty, and you try to find layers for decision making, you realize it's not that stupid. There are elements. Even if you have a lot of small, awesome companies, you learn. The beauty is, different from the healthcare system, where the intelligence is sucked out of the system and the doctor only feeds the patient through all the rules to the conglomerates, and the people don't have to learn, and they get more stupid. They are just robots who produce stuff. And through what we are doing, we're bringing back intelligence. You need to learn something to found a company. You cannot stay stupid if you want to lead people. And I, as an artist, my background is artist, that it is very interesting to me, intelligence. And people are saying, that's cool if you do it like that. And also what we are doing, learn rules again, great rules everywhere, and everybody tries to break them. I did the management of the parking space. I have to say sorry to everyone, but it was really fun how the people tried to break the rules. And for me, it was really awesome to try and keep them from it. It was so much fun, I need to write a paper about it. And it's so much fun that we can bring intelligence to the broad society. And that's why it's important that there isn't just one big server, but many small ones where people are accessible. That means in Bielefeld, people can come to us to a coffee and tell us what we did wrong. So we're not the silent hotline. But people communicating and use technology. Awesome! I'm sorry, I let myself go there. The angel says it's the last question. Oh shit, I talk too much. I have a question. When it's about a profit-oriented company, it's often difficult to find the volunteers to do it on a volunteer basis or to collect donations, because then you're completely in the profit world. And I would be, I'm wondering, how did you do it at Digital Courage that you still have non-profit things? Padelun says, we're honest, that's important. We're saying, we're honest to us, to say we that get paid were there, that the work of the volunteers isn't for nothing. We do the service for the volunteers, and we tell the volunteers, hey, please, you're very welcome to work here as a volunteer, but we as the service people, we get paid. You have to deal with this. And it's difficult for you, a group of paid people, it's much more difficult to get in. We tell that to the people. It's difficult, and it still has to match. And sometimes it takes half a year until somebody actually arrives and stays with us. And we hired someone just to not forget about the volunteers, something very often I saw that at the waffle talk, how awesome it is that what the CCC built with almost exclusively volunteer structure, and did it to manage such a festival, self-financed, give an applause. But I also know how many people got burned through that and broke in the process. And that also hurt me in the punk movement to see genius people who die who because they're really nice and they work a lot and they don't manage to take care of themselves. And we tried to deal with this. And I also say a world without volunteer work will not work, especially where it's about education, culture, etc. It'll always going to be difficult. It has to. He's referencing a German novel, Narziss and Goldmund. If you struggle for the one true and beauty and dedicate your life to that, it's not never going to be difficult. Different. You can kill structures through money, but you have to deal with it honestly in front of every foremost. Thank you for your musical contribution. It was beautiful. I liked it that you did music, that you brought an artist, your personal artist. And if you allow me, I want to ask the question, if you say build awesome companies with your experience, which business models are you talking about? Which idea of support, concretely, how would you like to build it with your experience? That this it's a business model that without having the knowledge afterwards that you can just build upfront without the 2020 hindsight. Well, I'm a bit naive, especially when it comes to companies, but I learned a few things. No investors, very important. No investors, no assets that you can make money with. My model are small manufacturing style companies. Well, manufacturing, crafts people, I don't think it's the real thing. A few people who get a bit of a loan at the KfW. It was also an idea at the Fediverse if we could get a basic business plan. We build a template where they're saying, hey, this is what you could arrive, this is how it could grow. In the city, you could do it like that. In the rural area, you could do it like this. You talk to the KfW bank. When someone comes and says, I want to build that, they look at it. They look at the person. Would he be able to do that? Like, is he worthy of the loan? And then work and do it. And especially, don't get irritated. It's not going to be like I buy the big electronic Tesla Benz, but I am still going to drive my bike and stay modest, but not too modest. That's also important. You need to raise your you need to raise your expectations. You also need to spend money, not just to the landlords and the most important thing, but also the owner of a dacha here in Miltenberg. You shouldn't be too modest. Have a plan. Sit together with people who already know what they're doing and what their work is going to be, even at Digital Courage. Sometimes it's just luck. You meet exactly the person. Our CEO, that guy was studied in engineering. He's a nerd. He was at Accenture. He became a mayor in a small city at Wiesbaden. He coached ladies' volleyball team where he learned everything that you need for digital courage, the different layers of ideal work, business, etc. And that's luck. And as a former mayor, who, long story, he still had an income. And that means he could work for us at low salary. And that's luck. But luck is with the brave. It's a stupid sentence. I always got annoyed by it, but it's true. You have to do something. Just go out and talk to people. It's like on this field. If you try to walk from one end to the other, you can spend one day with it. Maybe you can't even walk through the whole camp because there are so many opportunities. And then, we're supposed to end. So what are you supposed to do? And please sing, build small, awesome companies. There's the applause. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Lena Simon. Buy her book. It's a standard. I wish I would have written it. I'm totally jealous of her, but I'm not that good. No. I'm not gonna make advertisement for membership. You all understood it, and I said it at the beginning. All right, thanks very much, and we're going to sign off.
Genau, wir sehen uns die Tage.
Dank an die Technik, dank an die Übersetzerinnen und Übersetzer, dank ans VOG, dank an die Angel, die hier mitgearbeitet haben, und dem kranken Nachbarn danken wir auch.